Dubai Eye 103.8.
Making tracks. The memories, the thoughts, and the songs of some of the success stories who now call the UAE home.
So what is Making Tracks? Making Tracks is our 60-minute homage to individuals who've made tracks towards the UAE, have since made the UAE their home, and have become pioneers in their respective industries. Leaders, much respected individuals. We've had a whole host of great guests, but none more so than today's guest. A true broadcasting legend, somebody who is tuned into by tens of thousands every single day here, and whose influence is going even further these days. She moved to the UAE back in 2004 and for the last decade has been one of the most loved Malayalam presenters here in the region on our sister station of City. She won the Best Asian RJ Award at the Masala Awards 2012, won many Radio Personality Awards, was presented with the Woman of the Year Award by Rasal Kema Malayali Women's Association. But so many more things she has achieved since then. Become a mother, become a wife, and of course become very well known on screens around the world, specifically amongst her fellow Malayalis. She is a much respected Indian film actress, television host and radio jockey, and in fact she won the Best Debut Actress Award at the Asia Vision Awards in 2013. And I'm proud to say a colleague of ours here at the Arabian Radio Network. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome to Making Tracks. But before we do that, let's just play a little clip from one of her much loved, much respected and rave reviewed films.
Maria aranu kaanna nirukku kaanna nee pennugala kadittilla vaara
au idhu enna nadikira
aarana porinjitta pennu
ai nee enna alla pa aa kanda.
It is a warm welcome to Making Tracks to the one, the only, Naila Usha. Naila, thank you for being with us.
I'm overwhelmed. Thank you so much, Tom. Seriously, this is amazing. Like every day on my way to studio, there's not one single day that I don't look into Dubai Eye studio. And I wonder what you legends do here. So it's a great privilege, a pleasure to be interviewed by you, or being a part of the show rather. So thank you so much.
Not at all. It's an absolute privilege to have you in here with somebody who's impacted the lives of so many here in the region and further afield as well. I must make one little admittance before we move forward. I've been having a bit of a struggle with a few of the pronunciations.
I'm sure.
So forgive me for not mentioning the name of that film, okay. The 2013 film. Maybe you can give us the name of that film.
2013?
Yeah, the one that we just played the clip from.
That is from
Porinju?
2019. That just got
2019.
Released.
Sorry,
yeah.
Okay, that's the latest one.
It is Porinju Mariam Jos.
Perfect.
Okay. Mariam and Jos are very familiar names, but Porinju is a typical Kerala name, so I'm sure it's a little difficult to pronounce. So these are three main characters who lead the film, and I play Mariam in the film.
So that's the latest film.
Yes.
Of your extensive backlog at the moment, which we're going to get onto in a little while. What I find fascinating as well, what I love about working in this company, is that we have stations that, that service so many different nationalities.
Correct.
So many different backgrounds.
Yes.
So many different languages, which is one of the beautiful things about Dubai, about the UAE. You've been here since 2004. Is that one of the things that you love about this city?
Well, if you actually look at the demographics, around 70% of expat population is from India.
Yeah.
And out of that, around 80% is from my part of the country, which is Kerala.
Mm.
So around a good 30% of Keralites live in the UAE, in different Gulf countries to be. So when I grew up, at least one of our family members, every house would have a family member living or working abroad in the Gulf. We used to have them coming home with goodies like Tiger Bombs and clothes. So we used to grow up fantasizing about going and working in one of these Gulf countries, you know, using their facilities, getting up, you know, to buy these good stuff and all that. So in 2004, that was a call I got from Arabian Radio Network when they planned to open the first ever Malayalam radio station in the world. So in my region, I've never heard of an FM station. We have, of course, we had All India Radio, which is an AM format, more of, you know, news and other stuff, not playing too much of music. So I was not, never attracted to radio. But when I got a call from Arabian Radio Network asking me if I would be like to be a part of the first FM radio station, I was like, what is FM station all about? And no one is even going to see me there in radio. I'm going to sit back, sit behind a mic and talk. No, this is not what I want to do. But I was fascinated about Dubai. I want to come and check out what the Dubai Shopping Festival is. I want to see what Global Village is. So that is what excited me. So I thought I'll come over, take up the job and enjoy Dubai for a bit and go back. So that's how in 2004 I ended up coming to Dubai and never went back.
Still here.
It's 15 years.
I'm going to take you way back if I may first. We're going to kick off from where it all started. You mentioned Kerala there as well. Born in 1984. Talk to us about from where you come. Where's home for you?
Kerala, of course, we belong to the southern tip of India. Now, India, as you know, is a country where people speak different languages, they follow different customs, different religions, and it's very, very difficult. Now, it's probably the only country in the world where Prime Minister speaks in a language and half of the country does not even understand because we speak different languages. So we belong to the south of India called Kerala. We speak a language called Malayalam. You have 14 districts. They have 14 different dialects. So I belong to the capital city called Thiruvananthapuram. It is, again, a very... You would have heard of a temple, the richest temple in the world. Have you ever heard of that? Padmanabha Swami Temple. So they opened their lockers and they found millions worth of golds and stuff. So that belongs, I belong to the city that hosts the temple. So growing up in the city, it is a very small town. Women are not allowed to go and probably work, especially to go abroad and work. The time when I came in 2004, it was quite a surprise and shock for the rest of my family. What? Naila is going abroad to work all on her own? Well, I was not sent alone for that matter. I had my mom fly with me. So again, the company asked me, you can't come alone and work in AR. And I said, I come from this part of the country where they don't let women to go abroad and work on their own. So I had my mother come with me to Dubai. So going back to Thiruvananthapuram to Kerala, it's a very small town. Everybody knows each other. Neighbors don't take your permission before they walk home to tell you a hi, hello. And I used to be this kid who loved to welcome people, you know. Though my siblings were very silent kids, they used to be on their own reading or playing. But I used to be this butterfly in the house welcoming everyone coming home. Do you want, you know, something to drink? Can we watch a movie? What's happening at home? Helping my grandparents. So that's what my childhood was mostly about. I lost my dad when I was 12 years old. So I used to live in UAE before that. My dad used to work in the UAE as a dentist with Abu Dhabi Defense. So after his demise, we went back to Kerala. We settled there. We lived there for another 12 years, for the to which I moved to Dubai with this job.
And you mentioned there about the sort of traditional childhood that you had as well. And a lot of people will look at, well, hear the word traditional and see it as a negative. But now, as a mother, as a wife as well, now having grown up, do you look back at that childhood and think, were there sort of ethics that you were taught as a child that you've continued through to this day?
100%. I grew up with my grandparents, with my great-grandparents. So in my part of the world, we all lived together in one single house. So I had around 10 members in my house. I never had a room on my own. I just had a bed space. I shared my bed with my sister till she got married and she left the house. So everything was about sharing. I understood the importance of sharing and, you know, before taking whether this belongs to anybody or if it is mine, I need to share it with the rest of my family. Those kind of things, you know, my grandparents tells me tales from the past, mythological stories. So I grew up listening to that, getting the values, which I'm not able to pass it on to my child because we don't have that big a family here. We have a smaller family, but I try to tell them what is important because I know that you have to, the lot of things that you learn through myths, you know, these things happen. Once upon a time, there was a king, he did that. So through that, they understand that this is how you approach life. This is how you consider other people in life. So yes, I think it is very important. Your traditional values, it's something, Indian traditional values is something which we really hold close to our hearts. And yeah, I think it's
now,
very important.
The music. You know that we charge you with choosing four sonic
songs.
Signposts. And you could have chosen 4,000 Indian songs.
I feel like
songs.
A hit listener right now, choosing a song. Okay.
We have asked you to select a few that sort of, you can give us a little bit of a guideline of your times. Obviously, as you mentioned as well, you could have chosen them in so many different languages. You've gone for a few English songs here. So talk to us about the first one. What's your first song and why have you chosen it?
Okay, I think with the current scenario, with children starting off that song, with something which I've heard in my childhood and the song that I heard while I had the child in me, like while I was pregnant, this was my most favorite song. This is the song from Michael Jackson, Heal the World. Don't you think this is the most apt song to play at the moment?
It's a very, very apt song to play. It is your first track of your choice. We are in conversation with the one and only Nyla Usher.
Think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think if they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart and I know that it is love. Much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world. A better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you and for me.
If you want to know why, there's a love that cannot lie. Is strong, it only cares for joyful giving. If we try, we shall see in this bliss we cannot feel. There are dreams, we stop existing and start living. Then it feels that always love's enough, hope is growing.
Making Tracks, the memories, the thoughts and the songs of some of the success stories who now call the UAE home.
You're listening to Making Tracks live here on Dubai i103.8. And I have the lovely, the beautiful Nyla Usher with me here in studio, a colleague of mine down here at Arabian Radio Network. She is, of course, a presenter on Hit Just Up the Road. So she's joined us to tell us her story as well. And what a story it is. We've just been talking about those early days in Kerala. And the formative years, Nyla, would you say that you were a good student at school?
No. I was really a bad student in school because we'll on HIT we have these sessions where can you remember the poem that you studied in school? And I was like, I have no idea on poems I studied. I was a very bad student. Mathematics was quite a good subject for me because it is just about tricks. I thought about mathematics as tricks that you learn how to cross from this problem to the other. So I loved that part of it. But science and social studies and languages was... Very bad. I was a very bad student.
Did you have a when did you sort of come to this realization that the life, the media life was for you, media and showbiz? When was there a moment for you?
Television was something which I loved. I used to watch television. I used to see the presenters, and I thought I could do much better than that. My career started off with television. In fact, in 2003, while I was doing my college, we were picked from college to attend a television show just to participate as contestants in a show. So after the show, the producer of the show asked me if I would like to host a show. And for me, that was just pocket money. I didn't need to ask my mom money to buy clothes and not party, but as such, go out with friends and coffee or whatever. So I thought that is a great idea. I went back home, being a very conservative family. My mother said, no, you cannot be on television. So I convinced her it's going to be okay. It's going to be a show where we're going to host, play songs for people who are calling in, and it's going to be fantastic. And yeah, I gained her trust and I started doing television at that age when I was 18 years of age in college. So people, my friends in college started identifying me. I go to college and they're like, hey, I saw you on television the other day. So that kind of gave me a kick. I was like, wow, television brings, you closer to the audience than movies, because they see you right in their screen and you're talking to them, you're playing the song. So that's more of a household celebrity than a movie star who's a celebrity or star up in the sky. So I enjoyed media that way. And I like to told you earlier, I had no idea of radio and what radio can do and the power of radio till I reached ARN.
Yeah.
And after I reached ARN, I was super kicked about it. I kept telling people who didn't know about radio that this is fantastic. We're changing people's lives. We're touching people's lives. And it's amazing. And I still enjoy it.
But it must have been a big decision for you, obviously, having been born and bred over in Kerala with your family and your network around you. You'd broken into TV as well, which is a huge medium in India, as it is the world over as well. Was it a sort of a difficult decision for you to leave that behind to move into something new?
Of course. And I was not someone who was fond of my voice. I still am not. I thought I have a very bad voice. I can't sing. And, I have a very bass voice. To my language, more of a shrieky, sweet voice is what is appreciated. And I thought with my voice on radio, no. And I love to dress up. I love to put on makeup and, look glamorous and talk nice. And no one's going to see all that on radio. And I thought, what am I even going to do on radio? But television is not live. It is scripted by someone, videographed by someone, edited by someone else. So there is a producer, there's a cinematographer. There's a lot of people working behind that show. But radio is not like that. It's after I came here. Of course, when I took the decision, it was definitely the money, the fact that I was coming to Dubai, a bigger company, which actually attracted me. Mm. But today, when I started working with radio, I put radio at the pedestal. We're on the top. Because we run the show, just like how you do this, whether we play a wrong song or a wrong commercial, the onus is on us. But if we do a good show, the credit completely goes to you. You walk out of the studio after doing a show, you feel too great. You don't even have to write your appraisal saying that I did this. But then you feel really good when you drive back home that, wow, I touched somebody's life today.
That's a very good point. Yeah, listen, you're touching our life with your stories today. You're also being very kind enough to select a couple of songs that are very personal to you. Bit of One Direction next. Why this one?
I love this song. I love the feel of this song. It tells you at times when you don't feel very beautiful, you can listen to this song and everybody around thinks that you're beautiful and it's just that you don't think that you are. So there's something about the song, the music, the lyrics. And I loved One Direction when they actually came up. I thought they were a great band and this was one of their first songs that I loved. So I'd love to play that song.
Love
you to play that song.
Well, it's here for you now. We are in conversation with Nyla from Hit 96.7. She's live here in studio. This is track number 2. It is a little bit of One Direction. It is What Makes You Beautiful.
Into your eyes. Everyone that you flip your hair gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell.
Making Tracks, the memories, the thoughts and the songs of some of the success stories who now call the UAE home.
Talking of success stories, we have one of the great success stories, one of the great international success stories right here in studio with us. Broadcaster, actress, creator, Naila Usha is our Making Tracks subject today. She's been kind enough to pop into the studio. She hasn't come far, just down the corridor from her studio. Listen, we've worked our way up, Naila, to that arrival moment, 2004. You were talking there about the decision-making for you and your family at the time as well. Obviously, with that a move like that come all sorts of expectations. When you got off the plane for the very first time in 2004, when you opened the doors on Dubai, did it live up to the expectations?
Of course. Of course, Dubai surprised me. And I cannot, not today when you see the new Dubai or the downtown, it looks so glamorous, but I cannot think of a time when Dubai did not look glamorous. Hmm. I landed here 15 years ago. It looked almost similar. Like everything, I was awestruck by the big buildings and the lights and, you know, the life here. Anytime you walk out, being a woman, as you know, it is not very safe for us to walk around in India or in most part of the world alone at like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, or your parents not getting worried about you being outside and not getting back home on time, whether you get your cab, whether you would be, you know, in trouble or not. So yeah. Those kind of things, you don't worry when you're in Dubai. So that was the first thing for me. I'm free. I'm safe here. So that part really was really kicking. I could go to a restaurant anytime I want because there would be one restaurant in your area that is open 24/7. The gas stations, which is open 24/7, groceries, and life is on here 24/7. So those things about Dubai was really fantastic. And another thing is you come here and it's a melting pot of different culture, people from different parts of the world. Like you walk into ARN, you see so many different skin colors and people speaking different languages. Everyone's so happy doing their work, sending money back to their houses, building their lives here. So I think the city is beautiful, isn't it?
You mentioned to me just off air a minute ago that you've been doing the breakfast show since you arrived here at ARN. You're still doing it to this day as well. So it's obviously working.
I hope so. I love doing it. So I hope it works. Yeah.
From that, you've picked up other work, obviously.
Yes.
You've become a very well-known face, not just here in Dubai, but obviously back in Kerala as well. And then in 2013, is when, correct me if I'm wrong, the big break comes in terms of the acting. I mean, had you been doing acting before that, or is it something you chose to do?
No, 2013 was when my first movie came in the theatres. I started acting in the year 2012. No, I have not done movies or acting before that. But I used to, just like how you have these guests coming to your studio, you interview them. So similarly, I interviewed one of the biggest actors in our industry, one of the biggest filmmaker in our industry. And when they were planning a movie together, they wanted someone who's fresh, who's new, and who can speak really well. Because that was a very a dialogue-oriented movie where you had to do sing-sound dubbing. Not, you know, in Malayalam, the movies are made and we dub for the movies later. We don't take the voice then and there. But this movie was made very differently, like how Hollywood movies are made. They want the sounds to be taken then and there. So they wanted someone who could speak well. So I think they thought I fit into that category. Okay, she can speak well. So they approached me one morning. I woke up and I got a call from this director asking me if I would like to be a part of that film. And I thought I was dreaming. I was like, what? Movie? No. And then I told him, see, I'm a mother and I don't think it's the right age that you would want to cast someone. And he's like, no, the age doesn't matter to us. If you're okay, then we'd like to do an audition. I said, yes, yes, do an audition because I don't want to take up the role without you doing an audition. I want to see myself if I can do it. So I went back to Kerala. I got auditioned for that film and... yeah, I had to do it.
That was number one.
Yeah.
Since you've made six, seven?
I have, yeah, finished my seventh movie now.
Just finished the seventh movie we heard a clip from a little earlier well. Rave reviews, you've picked up awards, etc. There is that phrase of a duck to water. You've taken to it very, very naturally in terms of the way that you've accepted and embraced it over the last six, 7 years. Is it something that you will continue to do?
Of course. See, like I told you, I would not like to take film as my full-time career because I enjoy doing radio more. This is where I think people love you for what you are. People love you for the characters that you do in the film. Like the latest film, I'm called Mariam in the film. And I go to Kerala, everybody call me Mariam. That's not me. That's just the character. But here people know that, hey, Naila, how was your last holiday? I heard you were in Rishikesh. I like that place. Where's this restaurant that you went last time? Oh, I love the thing that you spoke on radio the other day. So that's all about you. So when people love you more, that's what, you know, gives me a kick. So I'd like to nicely balance it whenever I get a comfortable script. I love doing that script. I think that's a challenging role for me to take up and invest my time in. I do movies. Otherwise, I love to be here in radio. I do television as well. I think it was in 2016, I hosted the Indian version of Minute to Win It.
Yeah.
Have you seen the AXN show Minute to Win It?
Yeah.
So that's how people do, you know, you have these people coming and doing games in 1 minute's time and they win millions and go. So I was the Indian host for Minute to Win It as well. I love television. So for me, first is radio, then is television, and then is movie.
And the balancing of your time as well. I mean, you talk there about all the different projects that you're involved in. But there's also that geographical balance of time, because obviously you've got a lot of work here in the UAE and then a lot of work back home in India as well.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm greedy. I do all of it and I still have a lot of time. Yeah, but one thing at a time when I'm working in radio, yes, I do stuff around UAE. I do, I'm a brand ambassador for Dubai Tourism as well. So I do a lot of Dubai-based promotions and, of course, a lot of other events connected to our radio station. When I'm back in India, I do promotions based there. I go to colleges, I motivate girls, I speak to them. And I love meeting girls and people. I love meeting people, hearing their stories, sharing my stories. Yeah, so...
You're an inspiration to many. Long may that continue. Let's get one other song in before we wrap things up. Here's a great song to set us on our way before we get to the final segment of the day. You've gone for a little bit of Aerosmith. Why?
I love the lyrics of that song. I don't want to miss a thing. If you actually look at my career, I don't want to miss anything. I want to be radio. I want to be on TV. I want to be on movies. So I'm grabbing everything.
Taking advantage of it. Yeah, it's not greedy. It's just you're giving everyone what they need, aren't you?
Okay,
yeah,
that way.
We've got Naila in studio with us, Naila Usha, the star of The Big Breakfast Club on Hit 96.7, and of course, numerous film ventures, award winner in all that she touches. She's making tracks with us here on Dubai i103.8.
Close my eyes.
Making Tracks. The memories, the thoughts and the songs of some of the success stories who now call the UAE home.
And we have got one of those success stories with us here in studio. A much praised, a much awarded broadcaster and, of course, actor. It is Naila Usha, the host of The Big Breakfast Club, or one of the hosts of The Big Breakfast Club on our sister station, Hit 96.7. It's been an absolute pleasure having you in. Thank you so much indeed for joining us and talking through some of your highlights as well. We haven't finished quite yet, that's for sure. Still got another song to play. But I just wanted to ask you about, I mean, you were talking to us there about the huge amount of work that you take on, both professionally, but also personally as well, all the charitable causes that you get involved with. I mean, is that something that you hope to do more of as your career progresses?
I think we as artists, we've taken a lot from the society. They give a lot of their time to you. When your movie's out in the theatres, they buy the tickets, go watch the film, make the film ahead, and you get the benefits out of it. So I think you need to give back to the society. And as people who's got following on social media and otherwise, you have to stand up for causes and say that you feel so about this. Like, for example, there's a natural disaster that happens in our country. I need to go on social media and tell people that you need to come together. Let's actually help this happen. You need to get some help done in this part of Kerala. So not that people watch the television channel and do, but when they hear it from me, they're like, okay, Naila said that there's blankets required in this part of Kerala during flood. So let's go and give that there. So those kind of things, I think as an artist, you are supposed to do. This is your duty. And even otherwise, Kerala and any part of the world, I'm sure there are people who require a lot of help. And it's only humane to, you know, think about them when you have a lot and you see people around you who are not as fortunate as you and you feel like there's a lot of disparity between you and them. Of course, it's our responsibility to share and care. Mm. So, yeah, so that comes naturally, that comes professionally, all out of me, yes.
So, next question as well. As a mum, as a family woman as well, where do you fit that all in the balance as well? Is that something that you always make time for?
Yeah, I think my son will respect women, will understand that women are always busy. Women don't know how to cook. They're bad drivers. This is what he sees at home. They spend a lot of money in clothes and shoes. This is what he's currently seeing at home. But yes, I really don't get a lot of time to sit with him. And there are WhatsApp groups of mothers now these days. You know, everybody talks about, oh, my son did not go to school. Do you know what was taught in school today? So I'm not that kind of a mother. Yeah. I give him all the freedom, but he knows what is responsibility. I don't want you to get great marks and come home, but this is your responsibility now. You don't want to feel bad when everybody gets a good score and not you. So now your responsibility is to study, keep up your word, you know, what is trust. So basic values in life, I try to teach him to be empathetic, to understand what kindness is. So those kind of things. As a mother, I think this is what I try to teach him more, but spending time with him, and if he looks at me, so there is a very famous person in India called Murthy, Uma Murthy, you know, she's an entrepreneur, very successful, one of the biggest entrepreneurs in India, but she has only 5 clothes in her wardrobe. And so it's like, she's an example for you. Don't buy too much. Don't spend too much. Be an Uma Murthy. And he looks at me and he's like, yes, mama, be an Uma Murthy. So yes, he has a fun mother.
Quite right too. And he wouldn't change it for anything, that's for sure. 2020 has just started. Obviously, 2019 has been hugely successful for you with the release of the latest film and much, much more awards, etc. What about 2020? Lots in the pipeline?
2020, I, like you said, I like things coming extemporane. I don't know. I haven't planned much. I haven't even planned on my next film. I haven't planned on my next holiday. I don't know what I'm going to do on my show tomorrow. I'm just a moments person. I wait for the moment to arrive, and all my films have happened that way. You know, I've taken decisions in just 2-3 days time. I haven't planned for anything much. I'm not a planner at all. I'm enjoying today. I'm enjoying this moment with you. And as far as Dubai is concerned, 2020 is supposed to be a very important year for all of us, a very responsible year for all of us. So looking forward to the Expo 2020. you know, I'm spreading as much as message across my country to my people to come and visit Dubai, to see Dubai, the biggest show in the world and stuff. So yes, 2020 should be a good year for all of us.
And finally, from me to you, before we play out with your final song. In 2004, you made the move here to the UAE. You've called it home ever since. Is it home for the foreseeable future, or
of
are you
course,
sharing your time?
I have no idea of leaving Dubai. Dubai is going to be my home. I don't know till when, but I love to live in the city and never leave the city.
Naila, I can't thank you enough. I've thoroughly enjoyed that hour.
I love you too. Actually, you can see our colleagues crossing your door, turning back and, you know, just taking a second look. Is that Naila inside Dubai?
You were the ultimate pro, because they were trying to put you off left, right and centre. But there you are, kept focused, answering the questions more and more.
Thank you so much. Tom, I think it was such a pleasure to be in your show, to talk to you, to know you, to know your show.
The pleasure. Ours. Thank you so much indeed for all that you do here in the UAE and, of course, back home in Kerala. Thank you for being you. And we're going to ask you to do one final thing. Can you give us your last song?
Of course. I would like to pick the song Bohemian Rhapsody from the Queen, especially because the movie was one of my personal favorite films. Also, I love the song. I love the vibe. I love the actor and everything about the song is so great. I like the energy of the band and the way that they thought that this song needs to be different and it never got played when he was alive. And all of that fact put together, I think I'll listen to Bohemian Rhapsody.
Thank you so much indeed for making tracks for us today. People can listen back to that one on the podcast straight after the show. Naila, thank you.
Thank you.
It is Bohemian Rhapsody to play us out with.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.